This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Heard at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewy knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's an early season showdown in the Shelby County Athletic League tonight here at Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. The Botkins Trojans host the Fort Loramie Redskins. These two teams figure to be in the hunt for the Shelby County Athletic League title all the way into the month of February.
Should be a fine game this evening. Botkins Trojans 4-0 overall, 2-0 in the league. Fort Laramie Redskins with a mark of 5-1 on the season, 3-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Last year, these two clubs played three heart stompers. Botkins won the sectional tournament final over Fort Laramie by a score of 45-38. Fort Laramie won the game here at Botkins Benign, 49-40. Botkins won the game at Fort Laramie by a score of 44-37. Fort Laramie over the last 8 years has played exceedingly well here at Botkins and has beaten the Trojans seven of the last eight times. Seven of the last eight. 2 years ago, Botkins did win here. You got to go all the way back to 2012 and 13 when Botkins beat Fort Laramie by a score of 44-41. Only once since, 2 years ago, did Botkins beat Fort Laramie in this gym. Last year when these two teams got together, it was the Caleb Maurer, Jacob Plyman show. I'm sure that here tonight, Chuck, more players will figure. Fort Laramie's got a lot of balance. Saw the Redskins play exceedingly well this past weekend. We know what the two Plymans can do for Botkins, what Jamison Meyer can do from the outside. It's a special defensive team as well.
They're a very, very good defensive team. They got a lot of length. Dylan Topp is becoming just, he was good last year. He's an excellent basketball player this year. Carter Plyman at 6'5 can go out and guard you on the perimeter, which I think is amazing. And then Jacob Plyman, inside, outside, shoots the three, takes the ball to the basket, plays good rim defense. They're a very, very good basketball team.
Thinking back to last year, Chuck, wow, the Trojans really made their name on defense. That was a trademark. In fact, what, 9 minutes without a basket in the state semifinal against Richmond Heights,
yep.
And Botkins still hung around.
Yep.
Yeah, they went from 4 or 5 ahead to 4 or 5 down, but that was over a 10-minute period because they choked off Richmond Heights, and then Botkins scored some buckets in the final 2 minutes to pull the game out, holding Richmond Heights to about 35 points below their per-game average. That's unbelievable. And then in the state final, Botkins held Columbus Grove to 22 points below their average scoring total on the year.
Well, we, being around the Shelby County in boys and girls for years, none of that surprises us.
Right.
Because I say it every game, you know, every time, and I say it again, these teams that don't play in the Shelby County League have never seen the kind of defense they're about to see when they play a Botkins or a Laramie girls last year especially.
And not a whole lot of difference between these two clubs when it comes to defensive stats this season. So far, I know it's a small sample size, 4 games for Botkins, 6 for Fort Laramie. Botkins giving up a little over 33 points a game, Fort Laramie a little over 36. Both clubs averaging about 48 on the year. For Fort Laramie, over the last 4 games, it's more like 58. Redskins coming off a very good weekend offensively, 55 against Anna, 57 against New Bremen.
Well, yeah, they played pretty well against Ann on Friday night. They played great against New Bremen on Saturday night. If they can make that effort every night that they come out here on the floor, they're going to be tough to beat, period.
The 30 points a game for Botkins to lead the way. Jamison Meyer, nice contest this past Friday. He threw in 15, including a couple of threes in the win over Parkway. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie got 3-pointers from 4 different players on Friday night in thumping Anna.
Yeah, and what they did probably as well as that is, I mean, McCain Finkenbein, he got his 20, got his 26.
Yeah.
Nobody else had anything. I think Ambus had 4, and that was the second leading score. And if that's the kind of stats that they're going to bring along with McCain, you got to feel bad for the kid for this year because he's a heck of a basketball player.
Yeah, against Fort Laramie's defense, Anna players other than Finkenbein, it's ground up only 13 points
right
in that game. There will be contests this year, I bet you, when Anna gets scoring from other players, And that makes the Rockets tough to beat because Finkenbein has already scored, 46 in one game this year against Indian Lake.
Well, when we a couple of weeks ago when we saw, I saw Anna and Botkins play for a half. Anna played really well, and they were right with them.
Yep.
Second half, Botkins just turned it on. And again, it was the same thing. Finkenbein was doing everything, and he was not getting enough help.
These are two of the hottest teams in the region in Division IV boys basketball. Rushi, the other one. Raiders rolling along, undefeated on the year, 3-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Defeated Fort Loramie on opening night, did Rushi, by a score of 36-22. That might have been an aberration of sorts. Fort Loramie coming off football. Redskins zipped for 15 from three-point land that night, 16% from the floor for the entire game. Since then, the Redskins have reeled off five in a row.
Yeah, I mean, that was an anomaly. Rushi's a really good basketball team.
Yep.
But Loramie just was not ready to play yet. They had their football legs on still. And you were talking about the teams. I'll tell you what, Piqua. I'm excited that they're going to be able to fill the gym again without the COVID. And when you look at Loramie and Botkins and Rushi, and who am I forgetting?
That Jackson Center.
Jackson Center.
Sure.
Four really good basketball teams.
Yeah, unless there's an upset along the way somewhere between now and the end of the year, those could very well be the top four seeds.
Yeah.
Troy Christian, Layman Catholic might have something to say about that, but wow, that is a loaded sectional four. Very good teams in the Shelby County Athletic League.
Yep.
I guarantee you Scott Elkrich, Jackson Center Tigers will win 16 or 17 games before this season is over.
Yep. And whoever comes out of Piqua, the two teams that come out, will really be battle-tested to get into the district.
Yep, sure will. Rushi is 3-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins 2-0. Fort Loramie is 3-1. Jackson Center and Fairlawn 1-2 each. Anna 0-2. Houston 0-3. Tonight in league play, Rushi's idle. Anna's home to Houston. Jackson Center's home to Fairlawn. Rushi plays Jackson Center on Friday night. We cover the Anna game at Fairlawn on Friday night. An oddity, Chuck. Botkins and Rushi have two meetings this year late in the campaign after Botkins and Fort Loramie have played both contests against each other.
Well, I mean, it's going to just set up for a heck of a run down the stretch. And they got to play each other twice that late in the season. I'm not sure who made the schedule up, but there had to be a reason.
We've got our head coaches coming up. The first is Phil Groves. Had a good chance to talk with Phil, a first-year mentor of the boys program. 3 years prior, girls head coach, about 7 years with Brett Meyer as the JV coach on the boys' side, Brett's assistant before coaching the girls. Hooked up with Coach Groves at practice 2 days ago.
You got to be pleased with the start. Outstanding defensively, picking right up where the club left off last season.
Yeah, everybody's contributing. It's a team effort. Every night it's somebody else on the offensive end, and defensively it's a collective effort, and everybody's doing a really good job defensively as well.
Offensively, what do you look to do differently here in the near future?
We want to keep our spacing as good as possible, share the ball whenever we can, and try to key on some of our leaders, get the ball into the post for Jacob, just share the ball offensively and then get everybody the looks we can.
A nice breakout game recently against Parkway for Jamison Meyer.
Yeah, Jamison got off to a little bit of a rocky start. He had about 6 points a game, and it was great to see him get things going against Parkway. I think he had 15 and hit a couple big threes, so it's good to see him trending in the right direction.
Hey, talk about development of your fifth and sixth and seventh men.
You know, we're actually a lot deeper than what we played so far. It just depends on the game and the situation and what we need. Jordan does a good job off our bench. We can also go to Elijah Stewart and Jack Dietz and Rylan Paul, and then they give us great depth. We just haven't had to run into that yet.
Hey, your competition really starts to heat up over the next few weeks.
I mean, our schedule hasn't been easy to start with. I know we've been tested a few times, but you're 100% right. Things are going to get tougher, and then we just got to take it one game at a time and have good practices every week and then just prepare for each opponent as they come.
Thumbnail sketch of Fort Loramie, what you know about the Redskins?
They put five guys out there and each one of them can play. So, Mowers, he's a great player. They run a lot of their offense through him. Ruin Camp, I could go right down the list. They have some awesome players, and we have to come ready to defend.
Hey, the Shelby County Athletic League is shaping up to be every bit as tough as we thought it would be.
Yeah, we play in a tough league. Any team, any night could knock somebody off. So we expect to face everybody's best every night, and we just have to come ready to play and perform.
Head coach Phil Groves of Botkins. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie in a real tough stretch, having played Anna and New Bremen over the weekend. Botkins tonight for Sales this coming Saturday. Coach Corey Britton said his club is playing more games right now than getting in practices.
As a coach, you'd like the bunch as much practice time as you can coming out of football, but our kids are battling, they're listening, and we're getting better slowly, and we're building some confidence, which is just huge with our group. I mean, we're really young, and confidence goes a long way. So we're learning on the fly here, and we're playing pretty well at times.
You're not counting on five or six. It's nine or ten. Everybody getting plenty of experience.
Yeah, we truly believe that our depth is an asset. Hasn't always been that way, but we truly believe that we can plug in and play. And I thought Saturday night was a great example of that. I thought Lane Frilling and Darren Eilerman came off the bench when we were a little slow there in the first quarter and gave us huge, huge minutes and really picked up the energy and the intensity level, and I think it changed the tide of the game.
And you're not a small team by any means. You've got some nice size, thickness, strength, muscle.
Yeah, Coach Wells gets a lot of that credit. I mean, we're long and athletic, and going into the year, we thought that was going to be one of our biggest attributes, and yeah, we have a long way to go. I mean, I don't think we have a great identity of who we are yet offensively, but it helps defensively, that's for sure.
Three-point shooting has been up and down, was real good in the game against Anna.
About time the ball fits a little bit. I mean, we're really hot and cold right now with it, but we tell our kids the only way the ball will go in is if we keep shooting it. So that's we got one option, and we got to keep shooting the basketball. So, yeah, hopefully as the more we practice, the more reps we get, the more the ball will go in.
Now, you've played Rushi, Anna, New Bremen, and now Botkins in the league tonight.
It's a whole other animal. I mean, they're huge. They're athletic. They're really well coached. The Plyman brothers are going to be a problem, and we got to find a way to at least slow them down to give ourselves a chance.
Oh, I like that description of Botkins by head coach Corey Britton, Chuck. Another animal, he said.
Yeah. Well, they are. I mean, they've played, and I thought New Bremen was a good basketball team, but I don't know if they're on the same length as Botkins.
Right, right. We've got a one-minute radio station break coming up in just a moment. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Tonight's big game also offers some key building components. Of course, Botkins wants to utilize the duo of Jacob and Carter Plyman. Also filter in some scoring from the perimeter from Jamison Meyer. He can shoot the long-distance jumper. Key building opponents from Fort Loramie. Leadership from Caleb Maurer. He popped home 24 in the win over New Bremen on Saturday and get balanced scoring from elsewhere on the floor. The key building components for these two teams. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze Company can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. It's a one-minute radio station break, Fort Loramie Botkins upcoming in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us is far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The playing of our national anthem is upcoming, and then we will kick off tonight's big clash here at Bodkins. The Fort Laramie Redskins against the Bodkins Trojans should be a dynamite tilt. Bodkins won the preliminary game fairly easily over Fort Laramie. Back in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman.fh.com. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore, to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone ShopDayton.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And the lights have been turned out here at the Bodkins Gym as our starting lineups for the Trojans are being introduced. Very good crowd here, Chuck. Had it been a Friday or Saturday night, maybe darn near a full house.
Yeah, it's a big, big opening up there in the corner, but that's the kids out here waiting to high-five the team as they run by. But no, for a Tuesday night, it's a nice crowd.
Chuck, any advantage to getting the first meeting between a rival, a very good opponent in the county at home, as opposed to playing the first contest on the road away from home?
Well, you know, I'm not real sure. It's not like you got a long way to go. Most of these gyms are basically kind of the same. So you've and Loramie's probably got almost as many people here as Botkins does.
Right.
So I'm not sure you gain an advantage. I know this is a more important win for Loramie than it is Botkins, only because they don't want to fall two games behind in the loss column behind Rushi and Botkins tonight.
Very well said. Good point. Good point. And Fort Loramie's played very well here on the road against Botkins over the years. 2 years ago, Botkins did win a thriller in overtime here. Botkins won 2 out of 3 last year against Fort Loramie, including the biggest game of the three, the sectional championship.
Yep, the one that sent them on down to play on their way to the state championship.
Oddly enough, a few weeks before that, here at Botkins, Fort Loramie held the Trojans to 40, and Fort Loramie won by a score of 49-40. Thanks so much to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. A Score's founding partner could not have gotten started without the help from LaCalle. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Plus the Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Opening tip won by Botkin, stolen by Fort Loramie. Quick run out the other way, barreling to the rim. Isaac Radiman ripped it down the floor, took it 60 feet to the cup, and put it through.
Well, he saw the play developing up high. He jumped out, stole it, and jumped the route, so to speak. And nice job at the other end to get the layup.
Needless to say, these two teams know each other backwards and forwards. Botkins opens with Carter Plyman and Jacob Plyman, 6'5", 6'6", respectively. As Botkins fires and misses, Fort Loramie grabs the rebound, but the Redskins are out of bounds. Jameson Meyer out front, 5'9", senior. Jaden Wendell, 5'8", senior in the opening five, along with Dylan Topp, the defensive ace, a 6'4", senior. Here is Jameson Meyer, open right wing, falling down as he let it go. No, off the back iron. It was a 3-point try. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer, 6-foot junior. Ty Ruenkamp, a 6-foot senior. Logan Eilerman, a 6'3", junior. Aiden Worman, a 5'10", junior. And Isaac Ratterman, a 6'2", junior. That's the 5 for Fort Loramie. A lot of interchangeable parts. Redskins have the ball 25 feet away. It's Ruenkamp looking over the Botkins defense. We've played a minute 15, and 2 points have been tallied. Possessions will be prized in this game tonight. Points at a premium. Ball thrown to the post. Spin move, Logan Otterman, no shot. On the arc to Caleb Maurer. Long ranger, skidded off the rim, went out of bounds in the corner. Botkins got a piece of it. Fort Loramie ball.
Maurer kind of shook off his football on Saturday night at 24 against New Bremen.
That's about how many passes he would complete in the game.
Yeah, he had a really, really nice football season.
Yep.
He had a really good game Saturday night.
Yeah, Caleb was third-team All-States at the quarterback spot. I think Logan Eilerman was on the third team as well. Here is Fort Loramie working the ball around on top, up 2-0. Played nearly 2 minutes. And like our three contests last year between these two clubs, he could very well be low scoring again. Here's a great steal by Botkins, taken away on the play. And the Trojans go zooming down the floor to the rim, missed the shot, no good. Very crafty maneuver out high by Carter Plyman. He overplayed, fought through Isaac Radiman, yanked the ball away from him, and sped down the floor, couldn't get it to go as he was handcuffed from behind. And Carter's at the stripe with 2 free ones here for Botkins, attempting to tie the game. And he sinks it, a lot of rim. It hit the glass, trickled through, 2-1 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone here in the opening period. Already a substitution here for Botkins.
which enters Jordan Herzog, a 6'3" sophomore for Jaden Wendell, out at a guard spot. Second free throw by Plyman rattles around, and it's good. Game tied at 2. Aiden Worman slowly trots up the floor here for Fort Loramie, picked up on top of Jamison Meyer. Left side of the court, Ty Ruhlenkamp swings it on top. It goes on the play to Ratterman. Ratterman gives it up, gets it back, fakes the three. Barge is into the lane. Oh, stripped. Taken away by Jamison Meyer. He got a hand in there and flicked it free. Driving to the basket will be tough. You better be strong with the ball.
Yeah, I don't think that's Isaac's play right there trying to get to the rim.
No. Jacob Plyman backing down Frilling, who's in now for Fort Loramie. Jacob banks it in from 9 feet. Right through the outstretched arms of Frilling. Lane, a 6'3 senior, in off the bench of Fort Loramie. Jacob Plyman was the Redskins' killer last year. He was outstanding in the 3 Fort Loramie games. Had 9 points in one of the 3 contests and well into double digits in the other 2. 3 minutes played, first quarter, 4-2, Botkins. Redskins work the ball around on the perimeter. Frilling goes to the post, no throw to him. It goes cross court to the 3-point shooter, chucked up there by Aiden Worman, little heavy on the shot. Weak side rebound, Botkins, over the back foul, Ratterman of Fort Loramie.
Well, Botkins has come out and they put 6'5 Carter Plyman on 6-foot Caleb Maurer because they know that's who their scorer is. And Caleb's going to have to work hard to get some shots. They're going to have to set some screens for him because that's tough to shoot those over that extra 5 inches.
Botkins with possession, up a bucket, nearly a walk for Carter Plyman. Ball thrown high right to Dylan Topp. Ball swung to Herzog. They go high-low, baseline left. Carter Plyman back to the basket, stabbed out of bounds. Good reach around by Aiden Worman. 4-2 in favor of Botkins. 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Check at this rate, it's going to be a 12-point total first quarter. 48 points total between the two teams for the whole night.
And a couple of Loramie fans tell me the first one to 30 tonight wins.
That may not be far. May not be far off.
It's going to be a defensive game. Not because both teams can't score. Both teams play great defense.
Each club selective in gaining shots so far through the first 4 minutes even. As we tick under the 4 minute mark, 357, 356, Botkins continues to work the ball around, probing on the perimeter, not penetrating the arc. Dylan Topp, head of the circle. Ball comes back to the near side to Herzog. Herzog triggers a 3-line drive shot, clanged off the rim. Rebound for Loramie. Down 4-2. 3:42 to go here in the first quarter. Worman outside the lane in traffic gets rid of it on the arc. Left-hand dribble, 25 feet away, Fort Loramie. Now Caleb Maurer at the Trojans logo at center court, picked up by Carter Plyman. That goes to Worman. Jamison Meyer on him. Now back to Caleb Maurer. Elbow on the left. Ducks under Carter Plyman. Cannot get off a shot. No chance. 3:14 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie sends it back to midcourt and restarts the attack. 4-2, Botkins. There's a long three outside the arc on the left by Ruhlenkamp. Hits the rim, goes way up in the air. Rebound far side of the floor, deflected out by Botkins. We saw Fort Loramie shoot it pretty well over the weekend. The jump shots were falling, at least far better than they were for Anna and New Bremen.
Yeah.
And how well Fort Loramie shoots it over this lanky, lean, lengthy Botkins defense will be critical here tonight. Dribble drive, 30 feet away. It's Ruhlenkamp, hand off to Caleb Maurer. Maurer left-hand bounce. Boy, as soon as he gets inside the arc, Botkins overplays him and shades him with two guys. Loose ball in the paint. Frilling got it, lost it. Botkins gets it. 2:31 to go first quarter. Trojans up 4-2 with the ball at midcourt. It's Carter Plyman. The possessions are prized.
Yeah, boy.
Each one's a valuable keeper, and you got to make the most of it. That's all there is to it. Jamison Meyer, open baseline right. Botkins doesn't throw it to him. Jacob Plyman, 25 feet away on the left. Lane Frilling on him. near side, Jamison Meyer chucked up a 25-footer, blocked on the play, caught by Jacob Lyman, and he lays it in, right place, right time.
Absolutely.
Big bucket. Big bucket.
Good defense, and unfortunately, went against him.
Yep, exactly right. Botkins got lucky, fortuitous deflection on the block. Jacob Lyman finished it off, six straight points by Botkins, which leads 6-2, a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Well, Fort Loramie got a hoop in the game's first 10 seconds and has been blanked for nearly 7 minutes. And Fort Loramie relegated to shooting the three. That's not going to be the Redskins' bread and butter tonight. Long of Matai Ruhenkamp, not close. Rebound down to Botkins, a minute 20 left in the opening period.
Well, in a low-scoring game, that sometimes you start getting a little antsy and you can't be patient, and that was probably a bad pass.
And here's Jacob Lyman trying to go high-low to brother Carter. Misfires well over his head down inside, out of bounds.
It was a bad shot, and then I corrected it to the bad pass at the other end.
Fort Loramie's put Ryan Holcher in, a 5'11 junior. He's on the floor now. Logan Einerman had been out. He's back on the hardwood. Logan, a 6'2.5" junior. They call him 6'3". Baseline drive by Isaac Ratterman. Feeds on the arc to a driver who floats one up on the run in the lane and makes it. Nicely done by Ty Ruhenkamp. Woo! Liked it. One-hander. He was motoring toward the basket. Knocked it down. 6-4 in favor of Botkins. 33 seconds to go first quarter. A 10-point opening 7.5 minutes so far. Jamison Meyer head of the key. Near side, Jacob Lyman falling down. Guns the three. Overshot it. Skipped off the rim. Far side. And Fort Loramie poked it out.
Well, I'm not sure if it's the hair or what, but I think it looks like that Carter might be taller than Jacob now.
And the hair helps, that's for sure. Carter's every bit of 6'5.5". Jamison Meyer off the screen. Inbounds play. Count it. Three ball, Jamison Meyer. That play worked beautifully by Botkins, which jumps on top 9-4. Final 8 seconds, first period of play. Here's Caleb Maurer setting up between the circles. Lets it fly from 28 feet. Short, no good. Rebound, Jamison Meyer. Lets it go on the way from 60, short. First quarter closes. Fort Loramie got the first bucket. But then Botkins outplayed the Redskins and leads 9-4 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. That's Victorious, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Traveling violation on Fort Loramie in the post among the trees as we start play here in the second quarter, Chuck.
Caleb Meyer got into the lane
couldn't find a shot up, and he couldn't find anybody to throw the ball to.
Fort Loramie overplaying on the arc, nearly makes a steal. Botkins controls. Jamison Meyer dribbling at the Botkins Trojans logo at the center line. Baseline left, Carter Plyman back to the basket. Below the backboard, reverse layup. Great defense on the play, but Fort Loramie ball saved inbounds, though, by Botkins. It goes to midcourt. Trojans collect it. Scattered floor. Carter Plyman rips his way along the right baseline, and it's jammed out of bounds. Good hustle play there by Aiden Warman of Fort Loramie.
He kept him from shooting a layup.
Aiden saved two. 9-4 Botkins. We start action here in the second quarter. 9-4 Trojans. Here is Carter Plyman to Dylan Topp. Tries to make a no-look pass. Might have been over and back when Fort Loramie, which stole it, got it to midcourt. A good no-call by the referee. Ball thrown into the lane. Spin move. Good! Nice finish, Aiden Warman. Little half-hook shot from 6 feet by Aiden. 9-6. Botkins up three. Last 4 points by Fort Loramie. 6:35 to go here in the second quarter. Look out! Look out! Cross-court pass by Botkins. Jamison Meyer on the finish. A trifecta.
Well, I'll tell you what, you talk shell drill, and you know when the ball's three passes away, you're supposed to be in the lane. You better be, if you're guarding Jamison Myers, you better know where he is.
Foul line, Isaac Ratterman for Fort Loramie. I told several people yesterday and today, Chuck, that I thought with the attention Fort Loramie would give the two Plymans, Jamison Meyer might have a breakout game tonight. He would be open for shots. Steal by Botkins. Wow, the Botkins defense throwing a net over Fort Loramie at the Redskins' offensive end. 5:53 to go here in the second quarter. 12-6 in favor of Botkins. Jacob Plyman, 25 feet away, starts down the right side of the lane, a drive toward the rim, banks it way too hard, tip up, no, by Herzog, strong rebound in the lane, Jacob Plyman got it back and scored. You talk about persistence. Timeout for Loramie, 5:39 to go in the second, 14-6, Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Our Fort Loramie game sponsors from Fort Loramie, who are on with us for Redskins contests only throughout the year. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs. TomJerry's.com. After the timeout, Fort Loramie runs a nice play. Gets an open jump shot outside the top of the circle.
Ruhenkamp
poured in, but Ty Ruhenkamp, big goal right there for Fort Loramie after Botkins had sprinted to an 8-point lead at 14-6. It's now 14-8. Jaden Wendell back in for Botkins. Dribbles behind the back against Ruhenkamp. Goes far left side to Herzog. Now straight away it goes to the driver down the right side of the lane. Oh, what a dipsy-do maneuver. Beautifully done on the play by Dylan Topp. Man, he showed some assertiveness there at the offensive end. So if Botkins can get that kind of offensive production from Topp, Trojans will be very difficult to beat. 16-8 Botkins. Fort Loramie's got the ball ahead of the key. It's Darren Eilerman is in now off the bench. Gives it up on the play to Ty Ruhenkamp. Now Warman. Straight away with the ball. It is Caleb Maurer who retreats. Fort Loramie trying to get an opening in the lane. Can't do it. Shots aren't falling from outside. Darren Eilerman, 6'1 junior's got it. Behind him to Aiden Warman, penetrates the paint. Little high-low action down inside. Broken up by Botkins, but a foul.
That's a good call.
4:03 to go, second quarter, 16-8 in favor of Botkins. Our radio station sponsors tonight, DC Sports in Sydney, Best One Tire, Sydney Tire, Sydney Chiropractic, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, and Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney.
I haven't dropped into TC Sports in Sydney in a while. I need to make a trip to TC Sports. I like that place. 356, 355 to go second quarter. 25 feet away on the left is Horman. Goes to the foul line. Fadeaway 16-footer. Hits the backboard. Doesn't get Jairn. Rebound Botkins. Fort Loramie not shooting it well. And the Redskins needed to shoot at least 45% in this game to have a good shot. Here is Botkins running its offense. Fort Loramie receives the telegraph pass. Swipes it. Redskins read it well. Fort Loramie in the forecourt. 3:26 to go in the second. Here's a nice drive down the left side of the lane. Flipped up on the run by Ruhenkamp. It rimmed out. Foul over the back on Fort Loramie.
I need to go over and explain a difference between an air ball and a brick to the Botkins kids. That was not an air ball. It hit the backboard.
Redskins with how many field goals so far, Chuck? Three?
They've got four.
Four?
They haven't shot a free throw, so...
Four buckets for Fort Loramie, and we have played nearly 13 minutes in this game. That won't get it done against Botkins.
Now, Botkins only made six. So.
Right. Trojans lead it, 16-8. They go high-low, down into Jacob, below the rim. Reverse layup, no good. He's a man among boys. He got his own rebound back, stuck it up there, missed it. Again, no good, but a foul on Fort Loramie. Trojans using their height to advantage. Have a chance now to go up 10 with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Jacob Plyman toes the stripe. He and brother Carter combining for about 30 points a game so far this year. The free throw is very strong. It's no good. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Plus, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Second free throw by Plyman was good. It's 17-8 in favor of Botkins. Fort Loramie comes down the floor, works it below the basket, and Botkins stabs it out of bounds.
That's right. Throw a wraparound pass that time, and Jamison Meyer stepped in, almost had the steal, but definitely knocked it out of bounds.
Decent shots from inside 15 feet for Fort Loramie are few and far between. 2:42 to go in the half. 17-8 in favor of Botkins. Far right wing, it is Darren Eilerman, feeds behind him to a teammate, Caleb Maurer in the extreme corner. A step back three by Caleb, swish, a long one, woo, that was a dandy.
That was right out of in rhythm, that was a good shot.
All court, three-point goal, Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, 17-11. Botkins up 6, 2:16 to go, second quarter. Jacob Plyman high left, left corner to... Jamison Meyer, now Jacob on top. Near side pass for Botkins. Fed on the play to Jack Dietz, who's in, 5'9 senior. Near wing, long three-pointer, right on the button. Jacob Plyman, the big boy at 6'6", stepped on the arc, and he buried it, matching the one from Caleb Maurer a moment ago. 20-11, Botkins. Minute 42 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie, forecourt to her left. Ruhenkamp foul line. Hands it off on the play to teammate Logan Eilerman. Now Caleb Maurer. Carter's on him. There's a screen. Caleb's free. Step back triple. In and out. Oh, it was below the rim and snapped away. He got what he wanted. Little interference out high from a teammate that freed him up. Shot nearly went down. It did not, though. Minute 13 to go, first half. Botkins up 9, 20-11. Jacob Plyman, near side to Carter. Carter straight away, looks for Jacob cutting, not there. Carter hangs on. Goes to Jordan Herzog, the 6'3 sophomore. Herzog gave it up, got it back, roams to the left. Straight away, it's Jacob. Here's Jamison Meyer. Outside the arc, right flank, Jack Dietz, sophomore in off the bench. Hits the post player. Herzog muscles it up from 5 feet. Not there. Strong rebound on the inside. Botkins looked like a walker, a foul. What has been whistled? It goes against Fort Loramie. And Carter Plyman gets the benefit from the contact. He was shuffling about the time he was bumped. It was a heck of an offensive rebound, but I think he did move his feet a little bit with it to get himself in position to shoot the ball.
In the act of shooting, he's awarded two. The first one a little heavy off the flange. 40.8 to go. Second quarter, 20-11. Bodkins up 9. Second free throw here for Carter Plyman. One dribble. Dips the knees and pours that one through. 21-11. Bodkins in the lead, but 10. That's the Trojans' biggest. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Loramie needs to close the second quarter with a big hoop. 30 feet away on the left, it's Holscher. Ball swung to the right to Ratterman. Offense being run through Caleb Maurer, who's got it 25 feet away. Dribbles. Near side pass. Goes to Ruenkamp. Ruenkamp gets a screen from Logan Ratterman. Doesn't use it. Here's Ratterman to Caleb Maurer to tie Ruenkamp. And he boots the ball off his knee. It goes into backcourt. It is a turnover for Loramie. Actually, it was Holscher who coughed it up. And Bodkins with 7.3 left in the quarter. And up 10, gets a chance to push it to 12 or 13. It goes to Carter Plyman in backcourt. He's got to go. He puts it on the floor. He motors. Head of the key. 2.5 to go. Carter right wing running one-hander. Way short. Partially blocked as the first half closes. A two-minute radio station break is upcoming in just a matter of seconds. A two-minute radio station break. Our Rushi sponsors tonight, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Second quarter's in the books. Bodkins enjoys its biggest margin of the night, 21-11 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Halftime at Bodkins, 21-11, more like a football score. Trojans lead the Redskins. It has been a defensive contest. So far, Fort Loramie not solving the Trojans' D at all. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, I mean, this is a strange stat, but Bodkins has a 12-2 rebounding advantage in the first half, 6-0 on the offensive boards. That's not quite as shocking. Six turnovers for the Redskins, four for the Trojans. score him. He did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Bodkins 4-6 from the free throw line. The Redskins had 4 from Tyruan Camp, 3 from Caleb Maurer, 2 from Aiden Werman, 2 from Isaac Ratterman. They scored 4 and 7, 11 points in the first half. Bodkins led by Jacob Plyman with 10. Jamison Meyer hit 2 threes for 6. Carter Plyman 3, 2 from Dylan Topp. They scored 9 and 11. They lead it 21 to 11 at the half.
Wow, I'm not sure what kind of adjustments head coach Corey Britton can make in the locker room right now, Chuck.
Well, they need to get taller.
Yeah, okay.
But, they're getting decent shots, but they have to work, and they cannot get bored running their offense and then take a bad shot. And they did that a couple of times in the first half. On the other end, I mean, they held Bodkins to 21 points. They actually, except for Plyman with his 10, did a nice job on Carter Plyman and Dylan Topp. I mean, they held them to 5 points for the two of them. So defensively, they're doing a good job. Offensively, they got to figure something out.
This Jacob Plyman last year against Fort Loramie scored 15, 17, and 9, and he's putting it to the Redskins once again here tonight. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. 21-11, Bodkins at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Werman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
It is 21-11 here at the half. We're 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here at Botkins. Trojans lead the Redskins in boys Shelby County Athletic League action. It is 21-11. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home in Acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, whatever the case may be, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center. Lacal got it started way back in 2006 and 7, and without the help from Lacal, there'd be no scoresbroadcast.com today. That's for sure. So many thanks to Lacal. L-A-C-A-L, it got its start in L.A., California. Moved to Jackson Center, Ohio in the early 1980s. So many thanks to the staff and associates, Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock, and others at Lacal Equipment. A great deal of gratitude to you folks, that's for sure. Drywall is done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done, Riemann Drywall in Anna, only a call away, 937-538-0513, drywall done right the Riemann way. Botkins possession starting the third quarter. Trojans have worked a half minute off the clock. Chuck, you see anything different here at the start?
Well, no. I mean, they're going against this man-to-man. They're being very patient. Loramie's still playing, you know, good defense. A good backdoor there.
Well done, but Botkins down inside. Oh, they got a cripple, but blew it. And Fort Loramie gets the possession. Redskins need to cash in. That goal there by Botkins, had it gone down, would have pushed it out to a 12-point spread.
You won't see Carter Plyman miss a shot worse than that.
Nope. They blew it for sure. Played a minute five in the third quarter. Fort Loramie hit to get a shot. Redskins got the ball high left. Logan Eidelman cuts toward the rim on the inside. He's picked up. Isaac Ratterman is on the far side of the floor. Ball reversed to the near side to Ty Ruenkamp. Straight away it goes to Aiden Werman. Caleb Maurer trying to shake free down in the baseline. Pops out to catch, head of the circle. He might have gotten away from Carter Plyman, but guess who was waiting on him?
Yeah.
Jacob.
Got taller.
Uh-oh. Here's a jump shot. A pretty long one. Looking good from distance.
Yeah, it was Maurer.
Caleb Maurer chucked one in. Three-pointer. High left. He ran all over the court, Chuck, during that possession to free himself.
Yeah, he was working hard, but got a good look at it. A little deep, but hey, nice, nothing but net.
Oh, my goodness. Jacob Plyman showing his agility and mobility. Dribble drive, head of the key. Went down the right side of the lane, and on the run, kissed a one-hander in off the backboard, and then Fort Loramie throws it out of bounds. 23-14 Botkins, 5:59 to go in the second quarter.
Well, they were trying to beat the defense down the floor that time, but that was a terrible pass.
Well, Jacob Plyman, Chuck, is getting some really nice shots at the basket. He is showing his repertoire tonight.
Yeah, he's working hard to get them, too.
He's got a full arsenal, and he's displayed it. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Botkins up nine. Post-up move. Oh, there's a little Jacob Plyman again. Wow, a big 6'6 dose of it in the paint. Soft shot from 5 feet. Push-off called against Botkins as Fort Loramie hustles down the floor. Jacob Plyman has just done the Redskins in last year and again here tonight. He has scored virtually at will in the four games.
Shot fake. Isaac Ratterman head of the key for Fort Loramie, which is down 11. 5:29 to go in the third quarter. Dribble drive. Ty Ruhenkamp off balance into the lane area. Blocked once. Blocked twice. Foul on the third one. Jacob Blyman called for it. And Fort Loramie's Ty Ruhenkamp for his effort.
That yeah, was a great effort. He stayed yep. with it. He got blocked twice and didn't give up and got the third shot off.
He went chest to chest with Jacob Blyman and earned two free throws. First shot on the way, in and out, no good. Well, I tell you what, Chuck, when you play Botkins and you play from behind, you've got to make every point count at the strike.
Well, if you've only got 14 points and there's 5:20 to go in the third quarter, you're not doing a lot of scoring. You do need to make free throws.
The 11-point lead, Botkins, 5:23 left in the third. Second shot in the air, but the Redskins' Ruhenkamp is on the money. One of two. 10-point game, 25-15. Jacob Blyman in backcourt for Botkins. Jacob now showing off his dribbling up the court skills.
Point guard, or 6'6 point guard.
Yeah. Fakes left, goes right. Picked up by Ratterman on the arc. Bounces back to a teammate. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. He goes into backcourt. Herzog tracks it down. Long three, fadeaway. Jacob Blyman overshot it. 26-footer with 28. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's Ty Ruhenkamp exploding up the floor. Here's a weave. Caleb Maurer wanted to step into his shot, couldn't. Carter Blyman all over it. Here's a straightaway three ball by Logan Adam, and a Fort Loramie skimmed off the rim, hit the backboard, and ricocheted to Botkins, which is up 25-15 with 4:32 to go in the third quarter. Jamison Myers got two long threes in this game. He's got the ball now, deflected by Fort Loramie. Jamison gets it back, head of the key, foul line extended left. Bounces back to the basket. Carter Blyman muscling, baseline left. Good! And a foul. Well done, Carter Blyman, doing what he knows best. He uses that body so well.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job of forcing him the first time to get, but he just got the ball, went down on the baseline. He is so strong. Heck of a shot.
Tell you what, Chuck, when Botkins gets its inside game going, using its strength and muscle, Trojans are going to be tough to beat in Division IV.
Yeah.
Foul shot is perfect. 28-15. 3-point play by Carter Blyman. Botkins in the lead with 4:11 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie needs to mount a comeback right now. You get much further behind. Well, Botkins will milk minutes off the clock. Fort Loramie straight away. Shot fake. Lane frilling down the right side of the lane. Wraparound pass for Ratterman. Punched out by Botkins. There's a white jersey everywhere. We have 3 minutes and 55 seconds to go here in the third. 13-point lead for Botkins. Fort Loramie throws it in. Catching 25 feet away is Ty Ruhenkamp. Hands it off to Caleb Maurer. Caleb's 30 feet out, trying to get the offense underway here for Fort Loramie. He's got Aiden Worman on the near side. Ratterman set the screen. Lane Frilling's got it high left. Ball thrown baseline left to Isaac, back to the basket, on the arc to Lane Frilling. Herzog all over him, good Diva Botkins. Here's Caleb Maurer spinning out of control, offensive foul, good whistle by the referee.
Yeah, it was a nice move, but Caleb got around two people, and the third person was standing there waiting. They're really struggling trying to run their offense.
Tell you what, Chuck, I'm counting about 7 or 8 white jerseys on the floor. Botkins is everywhere. The black shirts look up, and they think they're playing 5-on-7 or 5-on-8.
Yep.
Botkins' D is that thorough. 28-15. Botkins, 3:13 to go, third quarter. Baseline left, Jacob Blyman goes up to shoot. It's clawed away by Fort Loramie. Long run out down the floor. Caleb Maurer to the cup. He missed it. He got in the thicket. There was a cluster of players. He couldn't finish. Coming back, Botkins, Carter Blyman out of control, and he coughs it up, and it goes out of bounds. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. A misplay each way. 28-15 Botkins. Fort Loramie's got to put a king-size dent into this deficit late in the third to make it interesting to start the fourth. Up and over the timeline for Fort Loramie. It's Ruhenkamp. It's culture. It's Caleb Maurer straight away, and there's that tall, rangy Carter Plyman throwing a web over Caleb Maurer, who wants to drive. He simply can't do it. Leave it back on the play to Ty Ruhenkamp. Now Carter picks him up. Jamison Meyer is on Holcher. Nice feed to a teammate. Oh, wow, what a finish down inside the Logan Eilerman. Ball dealt to him by Holcher.
Good pass.
Excellent feed, 28-17 in favor of Botkins. Good head fake, Herzog. Reverse layup from the left corner. Got it! Herzog, what a play. Nicely done by Jordan Herzog, the sophomore, 6'3", helping out the Trojans off the bench. As you heard Phil Grove say in the pregame, Chuck, we are a little deeper on this club than we might seem to be here at the start of the year.
Well, I think they are a little bit.
Uh-huh. Here's a long cross-court heave by Fort Loramie, intercepted by Jamison Meyer. It's a 13-point game. Botkins can push it to 15 or 16. Final 90 seconds of the third. Big goal by Herzog seconds ago. Interception by Jamison Meyer. Fort Loramie at 17 points. And we have played nearly 24 minutes. Give and go. Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman to the rack. It hangs on the rim. Falls to the floor. But Jacob was walloped on the shoulder as he delivered the shot to the glass. Two free throws coming. Got a big shout out for folks up in the northern part of the state. Jamison Meyer's uncle is Uncle Dan Fry. Big shout out. By mistake, he's in Colorado. He's not in Northern Ohio.
I would rather be in Colorado than Northern Ohio.
There is some family. Brett Meyer and his wife do have family up in the northwestern part of the state. But Uncle Dan Fry listening live out in Colorado. Both free throws are netted by Botkins, which has extended the lead to 32-17 with a minute 14 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's got to score points in a hurry. Is there such a thing, Chuck, as a five-point make?
Well, they need to score in bunches. And when you got 17 at the end of the three, you're probably not going to score in bunches.
Right. Caleb Maurer hangs on top of the circle. Carter Plyman in his face. Caleb retreats to midcourt. Hands it off to teammate Aiden Worman. Worman 25 feet out. Wow, good overplay on the arc. Now it goes to Logan Eilerman. Spin move in the lane area. It is blocked by Botkins. Loose ball picked up by Fort Loramie, but the Redskin is out of bounds. Botkins' defense is everywhere, as we highlighted, Chuck, in the pregame. That was the Trojans' trademark a year ago. It never went away.
Right. Well, they did. Yeah, that was just good help. They came from the other side, blocked the shot. It looked like he had an open shot.
Botkins allowing 33 points a game this year, and that average yield will go down after tonight, no doubt. 24 seconds to go, third quarter. Carter Plyman catches in the lane, fumbled the ball, picked up by Jamison Meyer. Nifty reverse layup, no good. Followed by Botkins once, twice, up and in. Carter Plyman got it. Second try was good. 34-17. Scores doubled. 7 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie's Caleb Maurer to midcourt. Fadeaway three on the arc. Short, no good. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Don't think the Redskins got the shot off. Logan Eilerman flipped it up there. Missed it anyway. Three quarters in the books. Botkins 34, Fort Loramie 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus, just $32. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed from 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, doing everything well to keep you well. Long three-point field goal. Was that Caleb Maurer, Chuck?
That was Aiden Worman.
Aiden Worman connects on a three-ball, opening 20 seconds of the fourth quarter. Big bucket by Aiden. Lorimer needs a whole lot more of that. Still down by 14 at 34-20. 7:22 left in the third. Good to see Aiden Worman get going. Fine junior prospect. Here's a drive to the rim by Jacob Plyman. It hangs on the iron, falls off. But guess who picks up the garbage and sticks it right back through? Dylan Topp.
That was awfully close to a goal, offensive goaltending.
I thought it was. I really did think about it. About a third of the sphere was still on the rim. 6:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. 36-20 in favor of Botkins. Push off in the lane by Worman. Got away with it. Handed to Ty Ruhenkamp. Running one-hander, a floater, a teardrop. Got it. Nice play. Right back in a hurry comes Botkins. Long heave up the floor to Top. 6:38 to go in the fourth. 36-22 Botkins. Deep left corner three. Jamison Meyer. Got it. Got it. He's got three of them.
You let Meyer set his feet like that, he's going to make 9 out of 10.
Baseline right, Isaac Ratterman for Fort Loramie, which is down 39-22. Ball thrown near side to Aiden Worman. Back to Isaac. Ty Ruhenkamp finds an avenue in the lane, running with the left hand, attracted a two-shot foul. Well done by him. 6:12 left here in the fourth. 39-22 in favor of Botkins. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville at 418 South Broadway. That's a new Pro Hardware location, one in Jackson Center, one in Greenville at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks to see him at his new Greenville locations, 330-524-3984, 524-3984. That's a 330 area code, 524-3984. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get 20% off DeWalt Power Tools through much of December, plus 11% off solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Well, Fort Loramie at the free throw line made one of two, Chuck.
Yep, then we had turnovers both ways.
They exchange, giving up the basketball to both teams. Botkins has it back. 5:44 left in the fourth. 16-point lead for the Trojans. Dribble drive, Wendell, foul line extended left. Looks for the cutter, can't find one. Delivers a pass baseline left, tough angle to get it to Carter Plyman. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville, by the way, can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in only 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, a new location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Here is a steal by Fort Loramie, which took it away from Botkins. Redskins hustle down the floor and are guilty of an offensive foul. Head coach Corey Britton didn't like it. Neither did the Fort Loramie fans. Of course, the Botkins people enjoyed the call. Well, it was a 50-50.
Yep.
Ref was on it and blew the whistle. You play on. He sold it, so you got to move ahead. 5:12 to go here in the fourth. 16-point lead in favor of Botkins. Jack Dietz back on the floor for the Trojans. Head of the key, Wendell. Veers left, cuts toward the basket. He's shut off. Rotated on top to Jacob Plyman. Now Jamison Meyer. Jamison 25 feet away. High-low action down inside. Carter Plyman caught it low on the left and dropped it in over the rim. Well done. Carter thought he was fouled. got the goal anyway. Jacob DeCarter, real difficult to stop once Botkins gets this floor spread a little bit and Carter gets positioned down on the interior. Good looking jump shot to Caleb Bauer. Wow. Started a drive, stopped on a dime, and nailed a 16-footer.
Yeah, that's good. He just really did a good job of making his own shot that time.
Yep. 41-25. Botkins up 16. 4:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. 30 feet away, Wendell for Botkins on the bounce. Holcher guards him tightly. Wendell gives it up to Jacob, popping out to catch is Carter. Carter hangs on. Jacob, right wing, wants to go baseline, powers to the rim. That's unstoppable. Unstoppable when Jacob Kleiman gets his momentum going and can control his body that well and put it on the deck three or four times and take it from 20 feet to 5 feet and get it off the glass. At his size, Chuck, in Division IV, it can't be controlled.
Well, Eilerman did actually a pretty good job defensively.
Yeah.
He just got out-muscled.
Sure did.
And you don't do that to Logan Eilerman very often.
43-25 in favor of Botkins with 3:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie had it knocked out of bounds by Botkins. Redskins get it back. Here's Caleb Maurer, 25 feet out. Caleb on the bounce. He has worked really hard to get how many points?
He's got 8. 2 threes. That was his first 2.
Here's Caleb. Step back. Triple on the way. Bullseye. He's got it. Bingo from distance. Caleb Maurer in double digits at 11. That was a lengthy 3. 43-28 in favor of Botkins. Open right flank. Deet sizes up a 3 ball. Drills it. He drills it. Wow. Good looking bum. Nice effort. 5'9" senior Jack Deeks comes in and pops one home. I tell you what, Botkins, this club is starting to show some depth, some skill down through the roster in 5 games, Chuck. Head coach Phil Groves getting a lot of people in and out. We've seen Herzog. We've seen Deeks. And they have held their own offensively and defensively. No question. Here's the ball inbounded by Fort Loramie from below the basket. It's flipped into the lane to Holcher. Open look from 10. It hits the flange and ricochets to Botkins, which is up 18 after the 3, but Deets. 46-28. Stopping top of the circle was Carter Plyman. His momentum helped cause a travel. 2:52 to go here in the fourth. 46-28 in favor of Botkins. Botkins' defense has been dynamite. Botkins is at its per-game average offensively right now, giving up only 33 on the year. Fort Loramie's got 28. 2:38 to go. Holcher spin move, foul line, can't go. Leaves it to Werman. Meyer on him. Werman in the top of the circle can't shoot. Triple team momentarily. Hand off to Ruenkamp. Ruenkamp trying that off-balance runner in the lane. No chance. Knocked away, but Botkins foul in backcourt against Fort Loramie. Team foul 5 on Fort Loramie. Botkins has 5. Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. And great strip loin steak dinner is just $12.50. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. So 937-693-8271, 693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Sixth team foul racked up here by Fort Loramie. Botkins will inbound from the right of the rim. A minute 57 to go, 46-28 Botkins. Ball thrown to the post to Jacob Kleiman. He's got an open look from 4 feet left. It short. Got it back and put it through. Had alligator arms in the first one, but got the loose ball rebound, stuck it home, and it's a 20-point ball game, 48-28. With a minute 47 left in the fourth on scores, broadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, we gave a big shout-out earlier to Jamison Meyer's uncle, Uncle Dan Fry, out in Colorado. He's listening live. Also, a shout-out to Aunt Cheryl in Perrysburg and to friends of Jamison Meyer's, Molly and Rick Biddle in Alberta, Michigan. So shout outs to Colorado, Northwest Ohio, and Michigan here tonight. Jamison Meyer's had a good game for the Trojans. He's knocked down three triples.
Yep. I think he's only taken four shots.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. I think he's 3 of 4 from distance. Well, Fort Loramie with a miss after the timeout, and with 60 seconds to go, Botkins dribbles and will put this game away in 60 seconds. Outside the arc on the left, it's Dietz. Picked up a lane filling 25 feet away. Chuck, your takeaways from this game. Botkins defense, every bit as good as last year's, at least based on 5 outings this season.
Steve? Yeah, I mean, they're a really, really good basketball team. Loramie, I think maybe their legs came out a little bit after a couple of tough games over the weekend, but don't take anything away from Botkins. This is a really, really good basketball team.
Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman, even better than a year ago, you'd think. Jacob advanced to his senior year, Carter to his junior year. They're better than they were on the state championship team last March. And this club is playing 8-9 players. It's going to be a well-rounded unit. Should make another deep tourney run, 48-30. Botkins dribbles away the final seconds, and that will do it. 48-30. 48-30. Botkins whips Fort Loramie here tonight in Shelby County Athletic League play. We've got a 2-minute break coming up here in just a moment. Steven, Ted's, and Anna, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Steven, Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. Will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options available at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645, 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, a lot of gratitude to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency in the region again. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy. And delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure, calm in Minster. S-E-C-U-R, calm. Online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. 2-minute break upcoming. Then we'll return to wrap things up shortly. 48-30, Botkins defeats Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to Botkins here tonight. 2 red hot clubs in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins 4-0 going into tonight. Fort Loramie 5-1, and Botkins belts Fort Loramie by a final score of 48-30. As I think back, Chuck, Isaac Ratterman in the first 10 seconds of the game got a field goal for Fort Loramie.
That was stealing a layup.
Yep, that was the Redskins' only lead at 2-0.
Right.
Botkins wins it by 18. Take a look at the scoring and are Clancy's stars of this game.
Well, if you look for Loramie, let's look at the rebounding first. 22-7, 10-2 on the offensive boards. Both teams, for as good as the defense was, only had 9 turnovers each, so that wasn't bad there. Loramie went to the free throw line 4 times, made 2. Botkins 7 or 9 times, made 7. Individual scoring for Loramie, they were led by Caleb Maurer with 11. They got 8 from Ty Ruenkamp, 7 from Aiden Werman, and 2 from Isaac Ratterman. 4 kids scored tonight for the Redskins. That is not normal. And 2 for Logan Eilerman. So 5, and that's normal as heck. On the other side, Botkins led by Jacob Plyman with 20, Carter Plyman with 10. They got 9 from Jamison Meyer, 4 from Dylan Topp, 3 from Jace Dietz, and 2 from Jordan Herzog. 48-30 is your final. Clancy's players of the game for the Redskins. I'm going to go with Caleb Maurer. He had 11. If you can have a pretty good game, had one. For Botkins, I'm going to go with Jacob Plyman.
And those are our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And so many thanks to Nick Meyer, sales engineer at Knox, lives right there in Fort Loramie, as well as the Garretts and others at Knox Machinery who reside in the Upper Miami Valley. Knox Machinery, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Just Redskins games contests only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Barker Insurance in Anna for many years. Barker now the number one most valued agency in the area, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Wow, Jacob Plyman, last four games against Fort Loramie, 15 points, 17 points, 9 points, what, 20 tonight?
Yeah, 20 tonight. Yeah, he is right now, he and Finkenbein would be in a battle for Player of the Year in the Shelby County League.
Yeah.
We have not seen Rushi yet, so I hold my opinion until I see them play.
And again, interestingly enough, Bodkins and Rushi both unbeaten on the year and in the SCAL. Don't meet for the first time until about 3 weeks into the month of January, so they will have two titanic head-to-head struggles in the last, three and a half to 4 weeks of the entire basketball season.
Yep.
And those two contests may go a long way to helping decide who wins the SCAL Boys Crown here in 2021-2022. With the win tonight, Bodkins goes to 3-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie now 3-2. And Bodkins 5-0 on the year, and Fort Loramie drops to 5-2. Bodkins' next game is coming up on Friday at Houston, and then in Centerville on Sunday at 12:30 in a four-game event sponsored by Centerville High School. Bodkins plays Springfield Shawnee at 12:30 on Sunday afternoon. Shawnee, the team that beat Versailles in the D3 regional semi last year. Cincinnati Taft, which had beaten Anna in the other D3 semi, then beat Springfield Shawnee, which has quite a few players back from that club a year ago. Fort Loramie's got Versailles on the road on Saturday. Speaking of Versailles, and then at St. Henry next Tuesday, the schedule no easier for Fort Loramie. By the way, we will cover Anna at Fairlawn on Friday night. Anna at Fairlawn on Friday night, 7 o'clock airtime. And then noon on Sunday, 12 noon on Sunday, Botkins at Springfield Shawnee. That wraps things up here tonight at Botkins, Chuck.
Let's wrap it up. I'm ready to go home.
So for our radio audience, our online audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Botkins, where the Trojans have defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins in boys high school basketball 48-30.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.